Ja.
It is my birthday. It sure is. I got Emma here today. We've been having a good time. I'm glad you're glad. It's my birthday. That means it's time for a happy birthday show here on Wisecracking with Winter. Hey, Emma. Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Thanks.
So it's
that was
my.
That quite the intro.
Did you like it?
It was, yeah.
It was super energetic.
If
it was,
nobody was awake, they're awake now.
Well, most of the people that are listening to my show are hanging out in their basements.
Eating cereal.
Eating cereal, that's right. So they were getting a spoonful. And then I started with all the screaming and whatnot, and they might have dropped a couple of cookie crisps on the floor. What do you think?
I think so, yeah.
So it's my 35th birthday, right, Emma? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Birthday! It's my 35th birthday! It's not my 35th birthday?
No, it's not.
Take a guess at how old I am.
Let's see.
How old do I look?
For real?
For real.
For real.
You're taking way too much time.
Like 39.
Yeah, you're close. I'm actually 46 years old.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
I think that's just what's got to go down.
Yeah, it's going down. All right, it's enough of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Happy Birthday Wisecracking with Winter Show, brought to you by your friends over at Carpenter Realty. Emma, a quick Carpenter Realty ad. 3, 2, 1, and you're on.
Who are they?
Paul Lambie, you know.
Carpenter Realty? I thought he was a real estate. That's carpets.
No, Carpenter Realty.
Oh, you said Carpet Realty.
No, Carpenter Realty. And 3, 2, 1, and Carpenter Realty ad, take 2, Emma, and go.
You need a house in Indianapolis? Well, go over to Carpenter Realty.
And cut. How did you pronounce Indianapolis?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
That's what I said.
Say, I'm going to meet an Indian in Indianapolis.
I'm going to meet an Indian in Indianapolis.
And let's take it again. 3, 2, 1, and Carpenter Realty, take 3.
You want a house in Indianapolis? Then I'm confused. What's going on?
We're selling some houses is what's going on. Continue.
You do it. I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm not allowed to do Carpenter Realty ads anymore.
Why?
I'm not going to say why, but there's some people out there that don't like my ads.
Well...
So, Emma,
if they don't live there, then why does it matter to them?
Well, I think they live there.
Oh. Oops.
So, take 4.
Oh, my God.
Emma,
I don't want to do this ad. I don't know what to say.
Talk about what a great realtor Paul Lambie is over at Carpenter Realty.
He is a great realtor, you know. I've never seen him do his work, but I know. I know he's a great realtor. He's a great friend. You always want a great friend as a realtor, don't you? That's the way to go. He sells lots of houses, as I hear, but the corona spiked up over there. So.
And cut.
God.
I would buy a house after hearing that ad about Carpenter Realty.
Thanks.
And I know Paul.
Thanks for putting me on the spot.
And I know Paul appreciates it.
Yep.
Do you got to warm your voice up?
No, I just don't know what to say for an ad.
How about a tongue twister?
No, I don't want to.
That's kind of a new thing on the show.
I know. I listened to your last one.
Tongue twisters on... Well, it's my birthday show. birthday show, right? Happy birthday show.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? Now you do. I made Paul do it, so now you do it.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter picked?
Don't. Pretty good.
I don't do those.
You don't do them well.
Well?
You don't do them well.
I don't do them, period.
No. What song is that?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. Anyway, how about another tongue twister?
Oh, I know this one.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would chuck, he would, as much as he could, chuck as much wood as a woodchuck would. If a woodchuck could chuck wood, now you do.
Can I just do the beginning of it?
No, do the whole thing, and then we'll move on to the next subject.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could wood?
No, slower, please, because you're not pronunciating.
I don't care.
Do you want to go on the radio or not?
No. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a wood could chuck wood?
No.
Yes, that's literally what it says.
It's
right.
Wrong.
Here. That's what it says. What I'm reading off of.
I forgot to hit the record button. Just kidding. Keep going.
Wow. He would chuck as much as he could and chuck as much wood as a wood could.
Coming from you, it's almost like you wrote it.
I don't do these. I cannot stand being put on the spot.
You don't like being put on the spot.
I hate it. It's annoying.
So I won't put you on the spot anymore.
Oh, God, whatever.
All right?
Okay.
Okay, back on the spot. How is school going for 2020? Now, you're a ninth grader at a high school, and you're doing the hybrid.
Yes.
Does that mean you get a hybrid car?
No.
I haven't even looked at the emails from the school.
I haven't.
I have no idea what's going on. So what is hybrid schooling, and do you feel like it's working for you in this pandemic?
So hybrid is when you get a day A or B, and you go on your day. I'm day A, so 1 week I'll go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and the next week I'll go Tuesday, Thursday. I really like hybrid because one day I'm in learning with all the teachers and the other students, and I'm actually comprehending what they're saying. And then the next day, I
define comprehension, please.
I'm understanding what they're teaching.
Spell comprehension.
No. No.
Spell comprehension.
No. I'm not. No.
Like, try to spell it.
I can't spell it.
How could you
cannot spell
anything? It? Do you want to go to the spelling bee or not?
No. I've never, ever put myself in one.
All the coolest kids.
Coolest kids?
Go to the spelling bee.
I'm not doing
the big spelling bee.
No.
The one on ESPN. They put a spelling bee on ESPN.
I know.
Spell comprehension.
No. No.
I'll give you a clue. It starts with...
I can't spell anything.
It starts with a C.
Oh, my God. Really? God, that actually helped. But that was a K. No, I'm kidding. I knew it was
you. Spell comprehension.
Comprehension. There you go.
Give it a try. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
I can't spell it.
How could you not spell it? You're in ninth grade.
I can't spell anything. Did you not hear that the first time?
Is
nothing.
It, why can't you spell things?
I suck at it. I don't know why.
Do you think it's because of the digital age where Siri is fixing your spelling all the time?
Probably.
Let's look up how that's spelled.
That's, like, I didn't even get to finish about hybrid. Now we're...
Well, we're on to something else. I mean...
Nobody cares how you spell comprehension.
There's people at home, like, already spelling it out to the radio or the phone or the computer. Comprehension.
And they're already going to click off because it's getting boring.
No, they're not. They're laughing. Always. Spell comprehension.
Spelling comprehension.
I've got it right here.
I'm not spelling comprehension.
Would you like the definition of comprehension?
Go right ahead if that floats your boat.
You have to ask me for it. Say definition.
Definition?
Noun. the action or capability of understanding something. Example, some won't have the least comprehension of what I'm trying to do. The comprehension of spoken language. Origin?
No.
Okay, spell comprehension.
I'm not spelling comprehension.
Would you like the origin?
No.
Late Middle English from French comprehension or Latin comprehension from the verb comprehendere, seize, comprise.
I'm not spelling comprehension.
Spell comprehension.
I'm not spelling comprehension.
I will spell it for you.
Go ahead.
Comprehension. C-O-M pre...
Oh, okay, Mr. Spell It Out.
C-O-M-P-R-E-H-E-N-S-I-O-N. Comprehension. That is correct.
Okay, nice. Totally didn't care.
So are you in school?
Yeah, I'm in school.
Great, how's that going?
Am I going to get to finish this time?
Just start over, because everybody lost... whatever you were talking about before.
So what do you want me to say? Like what it is and if I like it or not?
You're a hybrid student. Explain what that is.
Hybrid is when you go on your day, you get picked A or B. I'm A. So I go on 1 week, I either go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or I go Tuesday, Thursday.
Do they sort that out by blood type?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, continue.
And that's basically it. You do your classes on the day you're not in school. And the day you're in school, you're a student at school. That's it. But you're wearing a mask at all times.
So you're on the school bus with all your friends.
No, there's like no friends on my bus. They're all nerds.
Do you ride in the back of the bus or the front of the bus?
The front. I don't want to go back there.
That's where the nerds are.
Then I'm a nerd.
The nerds are in the front of the bus.
I don't want to go socialize with them.
You're supposed to sit in the back of the bus. And then
so I can walk a mile to get off?
It's not exactly a mile. Don't yell into the mic.
You yell in the mic.
No, I'm talking in the same tone.
Can you go, please?
When you're sitting in the back of the bus, you get on with a pocket full of jawbreakers, okay? Sit in the back of the bus. Take the jawbreakers out of your pocket before you're hitting a stop sign. Set them down in the middle aisle. You know how it's grooved, like a big rubber mat?
I do.
Set one in each lane of the grooved runner. Then when he hits the brakes... all the jawbreakers go flying up to the front, and you make bets on which one will win, red, yellow, green.
But if you put them in a line, are you going to put them in a line horizontally or vertically?
Vertically.
Vertically, then there's one ahead of each one, so the one that's front is obviously going to win.
No, there's more than one groove on the rubber mat.
I know, so I mean if you're going horizontal, then they're all in one line, and that'd be good. But then if they go vertically in one line, then they're all going to, one's going to be ahead of the back one.
So horizontal's the way to go.
Yeah.
Spell horizontal.
No.
Would you like the definition?
No.
Would you like the origin?
No. God.
Horizontal. H-O-R-I-Z-O-N-T-A-L. Horizontal. That is correct.
You want to spend your birthday episode spelling?
So you're at school.
Mm-hmm.
You ride a bus to school. You don't do the jawbreaker trick.
No.
You get off the bus.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking in. I mean, what's it like? What are the security parameters?
There's all these wacky teachers standing by the front doors, and they're holding this big box of masks for people who just decide they don't want to bring one to school. They're forced to wear a disposable. And then you have to immediately go to your class. You can't walk around and talk with friends because that's illegal, apparently.
Are there hall monitors?
Yeah.
And if they catch you talking to friends, what
happens? They tell you to beat it to class.
Those words?
Yeah, it's high school. They don't care.
They say, hey, Winter, beat it to class. Stop.
If they know who I am, probably.
Do. Okay.
Instead of 10 minutes, we get 5 minutes, so it shortens up our talking time. Lunch, we can take our mask off when we're eating, but we have to put our student IDs on the table so they can take a picture of our student IDs every day and who we sit with. So if someone is exposed to COVID, they can see who they sat with at lunch and tell them that they were exposed to that person.
Sounds a lot like Nazi Germany.
Da, da, da!
Are there secret police running around in like khaki?
There's two actual police officers in my school, though.
Did they have khaki uniforms on?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Sounds a lot like Nazi Germany.
Feels a lot like Nazi Germany.
Yes?
Kind of.
Does anybody speak in German to you?
Nope.
Does anybody tell you to mach schnell?
Nope.
On the way to class?
Nope.
Do you know what that means?
Nope.
Can you spell mach schnell?
No.
Origin?
No. No. N-O. O-N.
So you're not allowed to talk. Lunch.
Well, I mean, we can talk, but just you can't get caught.
Lunch is a screaming bore.
Nobody talks. Like, it's so quiet. It's so awkward. I'd rather be anywhere else. I mean, my table talks, but no one else talks. It's so boring. It's like you have this huge lunchroom, and when you're in middle school and elementary school, this high school seems so big to you. But now that you're in it, it seems as small as the middle school did. I thought the lunchroom and the gyms were ginormous, and they're really not that big.
Spell ginormous.
No.
Definition?
No.
Origin.
Okay, bye.
Ginormous. G-I-N-A-M-O-R-O-U-S. Ginormous.
I'm getting a headache.
That is correct.
My God. Next subject.
So you get into your classroom.
Yeah.
What's that like? Are you sitting in the back of the class or the front of the class?
Middle of the class.
Sit in the back of the class.
No, what?
Why would you sit in the
middle?
Because
I want to see the board and I want to learn.
You don't care what's on the board, man, if you want to be cool. You don't care.
No.
Supposed to sit in the back of the class.
Actually, the three cool boys, whatever, in my class actually sit in the front.
Those are nerds. Masquerading as cool
No, they're
cool
literally
kids.
Cool.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Okay.
How could they be the cool kids if they're sitting in the front row?
Because nobody cares. It's COVID.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Cool kids sitting back.
I'm not sitting in the back.
Do you bring a knife to school?
A knife?
Yeah. To carve your name in the desk?
No.
You haven't even done that?
No.
Oh, my God.
I can't. They're laminated.
Have you stuck any gum underneath your desk yet?
I have a retainer. I can't chew gum.
You know you're carrying my last name at this school.
Nobody knows you.
Everybody knows me.
Nobody knows you.
Everybody knows me.
Nobody knows you. They know my mom. She teaches in the district. Nobody knows you.
Spell district.
No. Is this what's going to be the whole show, every word?
Well, once you spell one, I'll stop asking.
No.
I want to know that the people of the city you live in are getting their taxpayer dollars worth.
Nobody listens in Shakopee. Nobody.
I want the citizens of Shakopee to know that their tax dollars are being used efficiently and that you're learning something. So when you spell something correctly, it gives them a warm feeling inside. You got me? What time do you get out of school?
2:30.
Bus back home?
Yeah, unless I meet my friend and we go to practice or a match.
Right. You're a letterman.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
As a ninth grader, that's an achievement.
I feel like it is.
It is. When you're riding the school bus home, front or back?
Front.
God damn it.
It's the same seat.
Don't sit in front.
Why?
Because that's where all the nerdy goody two-shoe kids sit.
All the stinky kids are in the back.
Stinky
that
kids are in
the
back?
That wear the same clothes every day.
Have the rules changed?
I don't know. I
it
don't
used
care.
To be cool kids in back. Like
that's when it was two-seater. Now it's only one a seat, and there's like five extra seats.
And it's stinky kids, stinky kids in back?
Yeah, actually.
Ugh, I never would have allowed that when I was in school. Stinky kids rode up front next to the stinky bus driver.
There's maybe like one stinky kid in the front.
Yeah, what's his name?
I have no idea. Like Jonathan or something?
Jonathan.
He lives right by me.
And he's
obviously.
He's the stinky kid.
He's one of them. There's a few. I don't socialize. There's these two Russian girls that just talk in Russian the whole time.
Yeah.
And they just stare at everybody and look them up and down and
yeah.
talk in Russian.
Yeah.
I want to slap them both in their face.
Oh, that's aggressive.
Well, God, they're judging me in Russian.
And how do you know that?
And everyone else. Because I'll be on my phone, you know, it's early in the morning, I don't want to socialize, and I'm cold because it's in the morning. And I look behind me, and they're staring at one of the kids, looking him up and down, talking in Russian.
What are they saying? Are they saying, What are they saying? I can translate.
I have no idea. I hear them talking. Either my AirPods are in or I totally tone them out.
Do you think that they're trying to help Trump win the presidency? Russia. The Russian spies here to help. What do you think?
No.
No? They're not Russian operatives in a high school?
No, they're
secretly
just
trying
graders.
To help Trump win the election?
They're bitchy ninth graders.
Oof.
They are. I'm sorry, but I can't stand them.
You're dropping a lot of weight.
They need a new bus service. They need to find a new spot.
Okay, how did the... Well, the Russian girls are American girls.
Well, yeah, but they're talking in Russian.
Okay.
So we can't understand them on purpose.
Are they dressed to the nines? I heard that the Russian girls in high school dress up.
They do.
Is that
and middle school.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, there
in
was
the Russian community?
There was this one kid. I forgot her name. But we talked a few times. She was in my sixth grade bus. She wore high heels every day of eighth grade. Huh. High heels or wedges or
a
dress.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
How many times have you heard the phrase, Comrade Trump?
Da, da, da.
You don't get that, do you?
No.
Oh. Well, and there's some people that are listening that are really going to hate this next line.
Okay.
But Russia helped Trump win the presidential election.
Did they really?
They did.
Oh, God.
So.
Wow.
So I don't know what the... I mean, would you rather go to school every day
instead of
the couple days a week?
I thought so, but I like the contrast of the two. I like being able to either sleep in an extra, even just half hour at my house. And I think it's less stressful to learn from your house at your own pace. Because in math, we have a test tomorrow, but we can do the lesson at any time. It's just she wants each lesson every day. But you can, they're in like 1.1, 1.2, whatever. So like I'll be in 1.5 and there might be kids in my class at 1.1. And they're not missing because technically they brought our own pace.
What does that even mean?
1.5,
1.1.
Oh, that's just the lessons.
Oh,
lesson
okay.
1.1, lesson 1.2.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. How's your social life in the pandemic?
It's good.
You're still able to see your friends on a semi-reg basis or what?
There's a little less than a handful of kids on my day and... some of my other friends are on the other day, so if I don't see them at school, I'll talk to them on social media. So I still talk to them. Like, one of my good friends since, like, first grade, she's not on my day, but I talk to her a lot on Snapchat. You know her.
Who that?
Haley.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay, Emma, you've been... on fire, and I think you could use a break. How about we play a commercial and come back and do the whole Billboard Top 10? What do you think?
Sounds great.
All right.
Scrubbing, bitch, I know you love it. Yeah, keep scrubbing around. I've got nothing to hide in my bowl, and you're just making a mess. Whoa, that's some thick shit. Someone's butthole must be sore. Hi, Joe Fowler here with the Toilet Spear, a state-of-the-art spatula for cleaning up... poop. You don't want to touch a dirty toilet spear, but I do. Oh, fuck. Now come with me on a journey to find that shit I took earlier. Tease the room with some foreplay, then dive deep in that poop chute. Just like how a tongue takes to the asshole, it's right here in my fucking face, folks. Look, its patented taste bud technology helps scoop the poop. Those old brushes just stick to the shit and make a mess, but the toilet spear, it's like nothing sticks to it. Look, I've been on my knees for hours. I can't find any shit at all. Just water. You're gonna buy it. Or else... Watch, if you're anything like me, then you've got a lot of blood in your stool, and man, is it hard to clean up. People come over to my house and think I'm having abortions, but I'm not. I'm just eating Chipotle. It's not my fault it's so good. Now I can use the toilet spear and really put my asshole through the wringer, and my toilet bowl's not going to look like a goddamn crime scene. Whether I'm in the kitchen or my butt's itching, the toilet spear is a product for me. It's great for clearing the rim... and stirring my chili. I need everyone to type a 1 in the chat if you're in the 14 and a half inch and up club. I just want to know. Come on, boys, everybody grab a spear. Let's attack the crap. And the best thing about the toilet spear is every single spear's been blessed by a priest, so now you have a fighting chance against those dookie demons in your bowl. Drip too hard, don't use that brush, gonna slosh around your shit with this spear. Yeah! And the spear shit sheath for just $10. But wait! We heard the outcry on Twitter for dual wielding. That's right. Let's go, Dex Builds. 2-for-1 special. $10, shipping and handling. Not available in stores. Buy it.
So that's a toilet spear. How come I can't get any good advertisers, Emma? Toilet spear.
You want them to advertise you? Toilet spear? That's a good goal.
Would you use it?
Toilet spear? No.
The toilet spear, the commercial we just ran.
I barely listened to it. Something about poop, scooping it.
Are you ready for the Billboard Top 10?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, Emma, are you ready to break down this Top 10 again here on Wisecrack with Winter?
Yes, it's been a while.
It's been a minute. Like they say in the Midwest, it's been a minute.
That's what they say in high school, too. It's been a minute since I've seen you, dude.
It's been a minute. Here we go. Let me see how many of these I can murder. Here's the top 10 for this week.
Okay. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Watch her, says she rep a whole
it's
different
pop star
block, so I
featuring
it's just calling my phone,
DJ Khaled featuring Drake.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Drake.
Wish. But I still want that 685.
Took her home, gave her a cinnamon swirl. I left it in, I got
a one. Right.
What's popping? Brand new kicks is coming.
Yeah, it's coming in at number 8.
Brand new whip just hopped in.
I get down with that.
Breathe me in. Breathe me out.
Watermelon and Sugar by Harry Styles.
You know the song's really dirty.
Somehow I was in a feeling bad.
Number 6, Mood. 24 karat golden featuring Landeer.
So many of these are on TikTok.
Look at The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. Number 5.
And I kill another nigga too.
Number 4, Rockstar featuring The Baby and featuring Roddy Rick or something. I don't know. Number 3.
What'd you do?
Oh, they don't have permission to play the audio.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Laugh Now, Cry Later, Drake featuring Little Pumpkin or something.
Little Pumpkin.
Number 2, Dynamite by the BTS.
BTS? Ew.
Number 1. It's WAP. This could be the dirtiest damn song ever heard.
It's so good. In this house.
Yeah, we got some hoes in this house. How do you know that song? WAP by Cardi B. How is that the number one? I'm not trying to sound
it's
like...
It's a TikTok dance, so it got really big on TikTok, and I'm on TikTok 24/7, so I kind of heard it, and I like the beat. I know what the words mean, but I like the beat, so I mean, it's an okay song if it's clean version.
I'm not trying to player hate. Okay?
Cardi B?
Because all Cardi B is doing with that song, WAP, is something another band called 2 Live Crew did in the 90s with Me So
they
Horny.
Talked about a WAP?
No, it was called the 2 Live Crew did nothing but dirty songs.
Oh.
Have you heard the song Me So Horny before?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's already been done, and now it's a woman doing it. So
but
now,
but she's not talking about horny. She's talking about something else.
I know exactly what that girl's talking about.
Yeah, everyone should.
What? And it's
WAP. Got that WAP. Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad that that's number one, so we have something to talk about. Would you ever go out and dance on the dance floor with a boy to that song?
Like a slow dance? Or kick it? Like just dance?
I guess just kick it?
Yeah.
For lack of a better word.
Like, so your sister's wedding is coming up.
It is.
If she plays that song, I'll be out there dancing.
You dance? I mean, how do you even dance to it?
And you just throw it out there. You just dance. You let it all out in front of the whole family.
You don't feel super self-conscious out there dancing to that particular song?
No,
with
not
that
if
particular
she,
language
not
at
if
a
she
family.
Picks it, not if she picks it, like, the clean version, because there's going to be kids like under 10 there, right? Or no?
I don't know. I didn't write the guest list.
Well, are kids even allowed? I don't think they are at the reception.
Yeah, but...
So where am I going to go?
You know, you're old enough to be there.
So I'm going to be the only kid. Oh, it's going to be so fun.
You're not going to be the only kid. I mean, there's not going to be any, like, little wet ends at the wedding.
Like, I don't want, like, two-year-olds running around.
Right.
All right.
So, but you'd feel comfortable at a family function like a wedding.
They all know me. They know how crazy I am.
They know how crazy you are?
Some of them.
Okay. But you'd go out and dance in front of grandma and grandpa to WAP.
Yeah.
And the lyrics don't bother you.
No.
Like I said before, I'm not...
I mean, it's a natural thing. It's a natural thing.
I'm not condemning her for coming out with a dirty song.
It's her choice, and I don't... If I were her mom, I'd be disappointed. But, I mean, if she chose to sing that, and she's making money, making bank off that song, then kudos to her.
Because there's plenty of men in the past that have come out and done even dirtier stuff.
I'm sure.
And they've gotten a pass.
All of her songs are not the cleanest.
Right.
You know Bodak Yellow, you're not a fan of that one.
I don't mind it.
But when I
listen to
it, you
hated it. You know Cardi B
used
to be a stripper, right?
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
That's how she, I mean, that's obviously not how she came up in the music business, was by stripping, but she was an extremely high-end stripper in New York.
I can kind of see that.
You could see it.
Yeah, not a pretty sight, but... She's got a kid now, and if her daughter grows up hearing that, I feel so sorry for her.
Stretch marks now, you think?
Cardi B?
Yeah, from carrying a kid.
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you want to see somebody out there with stretch marks singing WAP?
Oh, ew. No, thanks.
No.
Well, if Aunt Jen's going to be out there dancing, I mean.
Well, I don't know.
She got two kids.
She got two kids. But
you forgot the S at the end.
I know. That's like, you know, I'm trying to sound
street.
You're
trying to sound gangster.
Street.
Yeah.
She got two kids. You just dropped the plural.
You like my kid? I got two kids.
Do you like my shoe?
You like my Wii?
Do you like the NFL?
Football?
Yeah, we got picked football games. I was going to try to get Paul on the phone for that. A little producer Paul action.
I like football. It's all right.
Okay. Before I get producer Paul on the phone, though, why don't you talk about the biggest story for kids this month would be TikTok going away.
Oh, my God. Don't even bring it up. You know how many times that's happened?
Explain what's going on with TikTok.
So, apparently, Trump wants to get it banned because China is taking all of our data. Is what I've heard. Like they're like taking stuff from people or something like that. But that's been said back in June, back in July, back in May. There was one day I went on TikTok and it was basically shut down. Like all of the likes were zero, all of the views were zero, and everybody was going live and they're like, I'm gonna miss everybody. And then 2 seconds later, it got rebooted. So apparently, like that day, there was like something in the system that went wrong, but he's been saying he wants to shut it down for months. So nobody cares anymore. It was supposed to be shut down on Sunday, which is yesterday, and I was on it today. It's not shut down. So then apparently I heard that he bought it or something, or someone bought it, and now he doesn't want to sell it anymore. So there's all of these rumors going around. I don't know what's true. I don't know what's false. I know what is true is that he wants to ban it, or wanted to ban it. He wanted to ban it last Monday and this Sunday, but neither of them happened. So, you gotta take it with a grain of salt. Especially from Trump. Because he said that all through this summer, I'm taking it away, we don't need it. China's taking all of the data, and it hasn't been shut down. So,
China is taking all the data. Taking it all away. Taking away from Trump, taking away from America. I can't do a good Trump.
I'd like to see Twitter go away and see how he reacts.
What do you mean? Have Twitter buy TikTok?
No. I'd like to see all the threats of Twitter getting put down, because isn't that where he makes all of his like drama from?
Announcements. He makes them on Twitter. Yeah.
Is it just Twitter?
Yeah. I think it's just Twitter. Oh. Well, you don't ever read them?
I don't have Twitter.
Download it.
I don't
read
know
them.
How to use it.
There's nothing to know. It's probably easier than Snapchat.
Oh, Come on, Snapchat's so easy. You just swipe to the left and take a picture.
I can't figure out Snapchat.
Well, we're going to work on that because you're going to download Snapchat.
I'm too old.
You're not. You're too old for TikTok. You're not too old for Snapchat to send a picture of your daughter during work. I Snapchat mom all the time. So. All
right. Do you want to do some NFL picks and wrap the show up?
I guess.
All right. Hold on. Let's get producer Paul on the phone. What's up, dude? We're doing the show. Emma and I, we're doing NFL picks. Are you ready?
No. I mean.
Well, you told me not to give you any kind of warning, just to go ahead and give you a call. So we're starting it up, dude. Let's pick those games for week 3 of the NFL. Right?
Yeah. I forgot. I didn't score us from week 2 yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right.
We can add that later.
Emma, say hi to Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Emma.
Okay, coming up for Thursday, September 24th, we got Miami at Jacksonville. Emma, who do you like, Miami or Jacksonville?
Miami.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville. They're laying 2.5 at home. Paul, where are you at?
McDonald's.
Okay, who do you like, Miami or Jacksonville?
Jacksonville minus 2.5.
Yes.
Jacksonville.
All right. Here you go, Emma.
Thank you.
Next game, Tennessee Titans at your Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota is a 2.5-point underdog at home. Emma, who do you like, Tennessee or Minnesota?
Minnesota.
I'll take Minnesota. Paul, who are you taking?
Tennessee.
Ugh. Next game, your Chicago Bears, Emma, at the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta's a 3.5-point favorite at home. Chicago Bears. I will take the Chicago Bears, too. They've won 2 in a row. Paul?
I'm going to go against the grain and go with Atlanta.
I thought you liked the Chicago Bears.
I do. That's why I know what to expect from them.
Okay.
Just not to go 3-0.
Next game, Los Angeles Rams at the Buffalo Bills. Bills are 2.5-point underdog at home. Emma, who do you like? Rams or Bills?
Rams.
I'm going to take the Rams. They've been hot. Goff has been hot. Paul, who do you like?
Rams minus 2.5 at Buffalo?
No, Buffalo is 2.5 at home.
Buffalo minus 2.5?
Yes.
I'll take Buffalo.
The Washington football team, Emma, at your Cleveland Browns. Cleveland is laying 7 points at home.
Who were the two teams again? Cleveland and who?
The Washington football team.
Cleveland.
And the Cleveland Browns. Who do you like?
Cleveland Browns.
Oh, they're laying a lot of points at home. That means they have to beat the Washington football team by at least 7.
Oh. Browns. They're an underdog, aren't they?
No, they're the favorite.
They're the favorite?
Yes.
Yeah, I still pick them.
I'm going to go with Cleveland, too. They've been hot. Paul, where are you at?
I wouldn't call them hot, but wow, this is like the turd bowl. Give me Washington and the points.
Wow. Your Las Vegas Raiders, Emma, versus the New England Patriots. Patriots are 6.5-point favored at home.
Patriots.
I'm going to go Patriots too, Paul.
Patriots.
San Fran at the New York Giants. Giants are a 4.5-point underdog at home. That means they're going to lose by 4.5, according to Vegas.
Giants.
Okay, I'm going to go with San Fran. Paul?
San Fran.
Cincinnati Bengals at the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles are a 6.5-point favorite at home.
The other one, not the Eagles.
Cincinnati Bengals?
Yeah.
Ooh. You know, I'm going to go with the Bengals, too, and I'll take the 6.5 points. Paul?
Ditto.
All right. Houston at your Pittsburgh Steelers, Emma. Pittsburgh is a 3.5-point favorite at home.
Steelers.
I'm going to go with the Steelers. Paul?
Houston.
Oh, the contrary pick. New York Giants at the Indianapolis Colts. Colts, who just vanquished your Minnesota Vikings, Emma, last week. Colts are a 10.5-point favorite at home.
Colts.
Okay. I'm going to take the Jets and the 10.5 points. Paul?
Oh, it's the Jets now? You said Giants.
No, it's the Jets. Sorry, New York Jets.
I would have definitely taken the Giants and points. Jets? What did you take? The Jets?
I'll take the Jets and the 10.5 points.
10.5?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'll go Colts. If they can beat the Vikings by 17, you should be able to handle the Jets.
Okay. Carolina Panthers at the L.A. Chargers. Chargers are 7.5 point
Chargers
favorite at home. I'll go with the Chargers, too.
You don't like Carolina?
Uh-uh, I don't. I don't like, oh, Carolina. Oh, Carolina.
I'll take the Chargers as well.
Okay, Detroit. The Toilet Lions at the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals are a 5.5 point favorite at home.
Lions.
The Lions?
Yeah.
Ooh. Now I'll go with the Cardinals. Lane 5.5. Paul?
Cardinals.
Tampa Bay at Denver. Denver is a 6-point underdog at home. That's bad, Em.
I don't know what that means.
That means they're expected to lose by 6 in their home stadium.
So it's the who and who?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady versus the Denver Broncos with I couldn't name one person on that team.
The Tom Brady one.
The Tom Brady one? Okay, I'm going to go with the Tom Brady one too. Paul?
I'll take Denver and the 6 points.
Wow. Dallas at your Seattle Seahawks, Emma. Seattle is a 4.5 point favorite at home.
Seahawks.
Seahawks all day. Paul?
That's a tough one. I know the Seahawks will win, but will they cover 4.5 points? It could be close. I'll take Dallas in the points.
Okay. Green Bay at New Orleans, Emma.
New Orleans. Nolens. Not Green Bay.
Gotta say it right. Nolens.
Nolens.
If there's not a hurricane coming next week, I'd take New Orleans too, laying 3.5 at home. Paul?
New Orleans minus 3.5, hosting the Green Bay Packers?
Yes.
I don't know. It sounded like Aaron Rodgers looked good yesterday. I'll take the Packers and the points.
Jeez.
Okay. Last game, the game of the week, Kansas City at your Baltimore Ravens, M.
Kansas City.
Baltimore is a 3-point favorite at home.
Ooh. Is that Monday night?
That's a Monday night game a week from today.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Big G's up and walking around.
I know. That gangsta.
Making noise. Who did
Emma take?
Emma took KC, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I took Baltimore.
Baltimore minus 3?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I think that one's going to be close, too.
Casey didn't look that good against those tricky Los Angeles Chargers.
I just picked the team that I heard of the most.
But they won.
Yeah, on a 60-yard field goal that he had to kick 3 times.
Well, yeah, it was pretty money on his part.
Right.
I think I'll take Baltimore in the points and hope for the best.
Baltimore in the points. Okay, we are agreed. Emma, that is the sports picks for this week. Paul, thank you for checking in.
You bet.
All right. I'll get this show sent off to you. Is there anything that you want to say for this week's episode? Anything on that's stuck in your craw?
I mean, I just, you know, wanted to pour a little out for the notorious RBG.
Emma, do you know who that is?
No.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
While I'm pouring it out, hope it lands on Mitch McConnell's head.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a Supreme Court justice.
Okay.
She died.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah. Big advocate for women's rights.
Oh, I like her a lot.
She was a feminist. Very small woman in stature, but, you know, she carried a big stick.
How old was she?
She was 87.
87.
Yeah, 87.
Good life.
That's a strong life.
It's pretty long.
Paul, parting words for Ruth?
Stay strong. Use the force. I don't know.
You don't
haunt
know.
The, haunt those who would do you wrong.
Do you think she'll be haunting Donald J. Trump?
Yes.
I can only hope.
All right, Paul. Anything else? We're going to wrap it up.
That's it.
All right. Thanks for checking
Bye,
in, Paul.
Paul
Lambie, brought to you by your friends over at Carpenter
Bye, Mike
Realty.
And Emma.
All right.
Bye.
That was Paul Lambie from Carpenter Realty.
Good guy.
He's a good guy, and he sells great homes.
He does.
He really does.
He really, really does.
If you're in Indianapolis, you need a house, hey, look him up. Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty. What did I learn? What did I learn, Emma?
You learned that Trump always.
Oh, wait. Paul keeps calling. Hey, I'm trying to do the end of the show thing, and you keep calling.
Yeah, hey. Am I on the air?
You're still on the air. We're trying to wrap it up.
I just remembered I had one more thing. I wanted to send a shout-out to my beautiful wife.
On her 40th birthday?
That's right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Should we sing happy birthday to her? Ready? One, two, three. Happy birthday
to you, Sarah.
Hey, you.
Happy birthday.
Good one
to
out
you.
There. Hey, have a happy one. Hey,
happy
get out there, girl, and have a happy birthday to
tequila.
You.
And many more.
That All was right. beautiful, guys.
It was. Way to put it down, Paul.
Thank you.
Good job. Goodbye.
Oh, just press the hang up button like that.
Well, I got a show to end. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What did I learn? Brought to you by Evolve Entertainment. If you're looking for a DJ, look no further than Evolve Entertainment, Emma. You can find them on Facebook. DJs, officiants, caterers, everything you need in one convenient place. That's Evolve Entertainment. What did I learn? I've learned that my daughter won't sit on the back of the school bus with the rest of the cool kids because they stink.
Stinky
now.
Kids.
She hasn't played the Jawbreaker game. Have you ever once risked been thrown off the bus?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I never rode the bus.
I've learned that hybrid is working out for some kids. It's working out for my kid.
Yep.
It's not working out for some, though.
No.
You know?
Yep.
What do you think about the kids that are at home being homeschooled, Emma? Are they?
I respect their decision, but I think it's a stupid decision.
You think they all smell like soup by now?
No, I just think they have no more social life left.
Oh, that's harsh.
Okay, all right, maybe not like that, but they need to venture out.
They got to venture
out. There's masks at school. I know they're worried about COVID, but there's masks. They'll be fine. So maybe just try it. But they can't now. They're stuck online for the rest of the year.
Okay. What else did I learn? I've learned that my daughter hates spelling bees and won't spell anything. Emma, spell birthday.
Nope.
You can't spell birthday.
B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've learned that that Cardi B song is dirty as hell, but apparently you can dance to it at weddings.
Yeah.
As long as it's the clean version. Right?
Yep. I mean, any version. You know what I mean?
Any version.
Any version.
But Cardi B is number one in America on the Billboard with her big song. So congrats.
Kudos to her.
Congrats to Cardi B. Thank you to the Beatles for borrowing me their happy birthday song. And we did some NFL picks.
Talked to Paul Lambie at Carpenter Realty.
Over there at Carpenter Realty. That's right.
Gave his wife a shout out.
We did. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday. Miss you.
Miss you, too. Good night, everyone.